doing a lot of stuff, make me so disorganized. So it's a sermon time, right? Okay. Yeah, I didn't get the M&M today. A junior Sunday school teacher asked her 8 eager 10-year-old if they would give $1 million to the missionaries. And of course, they all said, yes, we will give $1 million to the missionaries. And the teacher continues to say, would you give $1,000? Again, they shouted, yes. Teacher continued, how about $100? Oh, yes, we would. All these 8 eager 10-year-old answered, yes, we would. And then teacher continued saying, would you just give $1 to the missionaries? She asked. The boys, of course, exclaimed, yes, except Johnny. So teacher asked Johnny, why didn't you say yes this time? And Johnny was clenching his pocket and say, well, I have $1 in my pocket. You didn't get it? I mean, it's like an unrealistic commitment. They all say yes, but once you have $1, would you give $1 to the missionaries? And Johnny didn't say yes because he has $1 in his pocket. I thought this was like a really appropriate humor that I could use it. Because today's, we call Commitment Sunday, the last Sunday of our Jewish campaign. As you received my letter, stewardship campaign letter, I wrote this. For the finance committee to have named our stewardship Sunday, Commitment Sunday, is very biblically sounded and rooted. We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, and we have decided to follow Jesus. So pray about your commitment to Christ before you bring your pledge card. Have you read it, my letter? Of course. We are living in a very different world these days, where the word commitment has lost its true meaning. I think the commitment, word commitment, lost its true meaning in two ways. One way is, its lost meaning is to keep the commitment. Keep the commitment. It used to be like this, you know, when you committed and you did your best to keep the commitment, right? But we are living in this world that many people think even though you committed, you don't have to keep your commitment. Commitment for them is just a strategy, one strategy of getting what they want. I will do it, so give me what I want. That's a strategy. And after I get what I want, forget about it. Forget about the commitment. We are especially seeing this kind of pattern in politics these days. I thought we are done with election, but they keep coming back like a zombie. You know. They try to get your vote and try to get elected. So they tell people a bunch of things that they would do, could do, can do, will do. But once they get elected, you know, they forget about all this commitment. Sorry. So that's why I call it the meaning of this word lost. The commitment, the true meaning, lost, its true meaning. And the other way of its lost meaning is people don't see the value of commitment. Less and less we see the value of the commitment. Simply, we don't want to commit because we don't see the value of it. So commitment became a hard thing to do. Be honest. Some people really freaked out when they see the word commitment. Ooh. They feel so much pressure over this word because their definition of this word is mainly focusing on their sacrifice, their giving up. So once they hear about the word commitment, they freaked out. So I'm going to ask you, is that the true meaning of commitment, sacrifice, and giving up? Is that true definition of commitment? For my understanding, commitment is not just giving up or sacrifice. In my definition, commitment is to prioritize the value. Prioritize the value. Commitment is giving weight on some of the values you think that are important. So I see the value of it, so I commit. Because you believe that it's a valuable thing to do, so you give your commitment to it. So commitment is not just about giving up. Commitment is not just about sacrifice. Commitment is about prioritizing your values. Today's scripture said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, the body more than clothing." Prioritize. Consider the ravens, consider the lilies, and do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying, for it is the nation of the world that strive after all these things, and your Father knows that you need them. He knows my name. I just sang it. Intentionally, I select that song. Your Father knows. So today's scripture suggests, instead, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Prioritizing your value is the commitment. This year's stewardship campaign slogan is living out what you believe. And I emphasized the first Sunday of stewardship campaign that we don't have to put our effort to live out our values. Because you value something, it's naturally come out to your life. Naturally, you are living out your values. You don't have to put a lot of effort to it. So what we need to focus on is what I believe. What I believe is the area that we need to focus on. What you believe part. That part is we need to focus. What values? What kind of values I have in my life? What area that I put more weight on it? That's the focus we need to really emphasize. Especially commitment in faith is expectation. Can you get it? Commitment in faith is expectation. Commitment is a faith that God will pour out God's abundant blessings upon you. That's the commitment. Even though it's not here yet, we commit because we are able to see through faith that God will pour out God's abundant blessings upon my life. That's commitment. So commitment in faith is expectations. I share with you my parents' case. When I was a high schooler, I didn't understand why my parents committed one-third of my father's annual income for building project in church. I couldn't understand. But now I see. I was blind, now I see. The value that my parents had, that's my parents put weight on the values. My parents put expectations in the commitment. And fact that God poured out God's abundant blessings so that they could keep the commitment for the church. People say that we don't have many miracles these days. All the miracles recorded in the Bible, we don't see them anymore. All the visible, noticeable miracles that recorded in the Bible. Why is that? Why? Maybe because we don't expect. We less expect the miracles from God. Maybe we less committed. Maybe we committed less, so we don't see many miracles in this time in our lives. We don't have enough faith and expectation to move our Almighty God's hand. So we don't see any noticeable miracles these days. Commitment is the expectation of God. We committed and we put our best effort to keep the commitment, and God is moving. God will pour out abundant blessings upon our lives. Commitment is my expectation of God, that God will. Right now I don't see it, but God will pour out God's blessings in my life. That's commitment. There are so many cases in the Bible we can find the commitment, expectation, and God is moving, provide God's healing and blessings upon all those lives. In the Gospel of Mark, there is a story about a woman who suffered bleeding for 12 years. You all know the story, right? Unlike other Gospels, Gospel of Mark specially recorded this woman's mind, why she wanted to approach Jesus and try to touch the garment, the Jesus Christ garment. It says like this, chapter 5, verse 2, because she thought, if I just touched his cloth, I will be healed. She believed, touching Jesus Christ's cloth I will be healed. It's not happened yet, but she expected, she committed God's miracle upon her. This woman, there's no names on it too in the Bible. This woman was able to believe and see that even just the touching of the cloth of Jesus Christ, expect, believe, and commit, she will be healed. Is that the commitment? Another examples that I can find in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, there's a story about 10 men who had a leprosy. You all don't know the story, right? 10 men had a leprosy. When Jesus crossed the town, they cry out to Jesus, Jesus Christ, pity on us, pity on us. And his mind was moving. So Jesus Christ told them this, go show yourself to the priest. Go show yourself to the priest. It's not happened yet. The healing is not happened. The leprosy still on their skin. But Jesus Christ told them, go to show yourself to the priest. The leprosy, terrible disease, still lingering in this 10 men's body. Jesus told them to go. And they went. They went. Gospel of Luke recorded it that when Jesus told them to go to show to the priest, they went. They followed the order of Jesus Christ. The miracle happened on the way of journey to the priest. Isn't that amazing? It's not happened yet, but believe and expect and committed. And they went to the priest, and on the way of to the priest, there experienced the miracle of God. That's the commitment. That's the expectation. That's faith. Even though they are not healed yet, the leprosy is still lingering on their skin. 10 men went, follow exactly what Jesus told them to do. And on the way to journey, they got healed. That's a commitment, my brothers and sisters in Christ. There are so many commitments we can find in the Bible. Amazing miracle stories. Because people of God committed, expected, believed it, the miracle happened to them. Amazing miracles. So commitment is an expectation. As we commit today, you are basically telling God that, God, this is my expectation next year. This is my expectation next year. I'm glad that we put our pledge card, not only the financial commitment part, but also put our time and talent, put it in there. As part of my commitment next year, besides my financial commitment, I wrote on my pledge card saying this: preaching the gospel more, praise God more. You know why I wrote this? Because I expect next year my voice get better. When I had a thyroid cancer surgery, doctor told me before the surgery, saying that you may not speak because the thyroid, you know, all this removal surgery was, you know, connecting with my vocal cords. So I was afraid. But I'm so thankful that I am able to speak. Doctor said that definitely you're not able to sing it just like before. You're not able to sing it. Your voice will be, it's not like before. So that's why I committed next year that my voice will get better so that I can preach the gospel more, to praise God more, because that's my expectation from God. I committed, I expect, I believe that God will provide God's true healing upon my voice. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as you put it, your commitment today, what are you expecting next year? What's your expectation from God? What God will do to you next year? Commitment is expectation. Commitment is a faith. See, I'm telling the truth. In Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Let us pray. Eternal God, we are so thankful that you are with us this morning. You have been provided abundant blessing upon our lives. And you want us to commit to you. You want us to expect more next year. That's why, God, we commit this morning to you. Receive this commitment card and receive our heart so that we can truly faithful to you and truly be your hands and feet of our Jesus Christ, our Lord. Help us, God, to follow your direction. Help us to have the same direction that you have it upon our lives, upon our church. Help us to have a strength so that we can follow every step of you. Thank you, God, that you give us your abundant blessings and love upon our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.